You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Grace Gemmell, who's coming on to a live to air. Morning, Grace, how you doing?
Morning, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Would you say you're graced?
Sorry,
the obligatory horrible joke there. It's great. It's great to have you in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Doing some cool songs. Before we get to those, wherever we chat, first off, how did you get here? Were you busing? Were you dropped off?
My dad dropped me off.
Oh, nice. Is he off to work?
No, he's just wandering
around. He's just chilling.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good. I recommend that he check out the museum if he hasn't done so. There's always some good stuff there. Have you got a favourite aspect of the museum?
I don't know. I haven't been for a while, but I like Discovery World.
Discovery World's mean. Tahuta's mean. And have you been to the planetarium there?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen any movies there? Because they do like movie screens.
Ah,
it's a really incredible experience. Because, it's so sick. So, yeah, you're coming on to do a live to yesterday, which is really cool. How long have you been playing guitar for?
I have been playing guitar since I was 7. I started learning. My dad started teaching me.
Awesome.
I think I really got into it when I was 9.
Nice.
And I thought, this is something I really want to do.
Mm-hmm. You come from a very musical family?
Yes, my dad's very musical. He is in a band and plays guitar and bass and, So they were just always around the house, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome. What band is he in?
The Tommy Gunners.
Nice. I've heard of it. What kind of music was he playing in the house when you were growing up? Anything that formed quite a strong influence or influenced your music since now?
I don't know. He listens to lots of things. He listened to a lot of Echo and the Bunnymen.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned you liked those before.
Yeah, the Beatles.
Nice.
Of course.
Nice.
At The Cure.
Classic.
Lots of different bands, really.
Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of the Beatles?
Yeah, I really like the Beatles.
What's your favourite Beatle?
My favourite Beatle?
Yeah.
Musically, I really like John Lennon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't really know how nice of a person he is, so I don't know.
I struggle with that, eh? It's real tricky. Mm-hmm. It is really, really tricky stuff.
Yeah.
I think George Harrison's such a sweetheart. Paul's kind of boring. No shade to Paul. And Ringo's just kind of doing his own thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I like them all. Musically.
Musically. Personally, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. We kind of got connected by Natasha Griffiths, who I think co-runs Amped or runs
Yes.
Amped. And so what was your involvement with Amped this year?
Well, this was my third year doing Amped, and I just went along to the workshops and to the gigs. I played at some of the gigs.
Nice.
But it's been a great thing to be a part of. There's so many opportunities for Dunedin musicians in that music scene.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it so much easier for you to, form connections and become a part of it. Because it can seem sort of hard, if it was just on your own, I guess.
Yeah.
But, it's such a good thing to be a part of. I'll definitely do it next year in year 13.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man, for sure.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like an exploitative thing either. Things in America, in terms of youth engagement or youth music stuff, especially run by the major labels, can be very exploitative. But no, it seems like they're really, really awesome people, and I love what they're doing.
Really supportive, really encouraging.
Yeah, extremely. Yeah. And so, what was a big thing that you learned at this year's edition of Amped?
I learned. I think this year more so than the other years, I just met new people and I formed a band and
hell yeah,
which I wanted to do for a while. It was really cool. It was nice to meet people who are interested in the same sort of things as I am,
mm-hmm. Like-minded individuals.
Exactly. And stuff I learned. Well, I've learned so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know how to book venues for gigs.
Because that's
quite a process often.
Were there any workshops on applying for NZ On Air funding? Shout out NZ On Air.
Not that I went to.
True. I think that's a massive aspect of being a musician.
Yeah.
If you're looking to secure some little funderoonies. Yeah. Some little dollary dues.
Yeah, is that for like music videos? Or
Or like single production. Recording stuff. Mm-hmm. Which is very, very, very handy. But yeah, anyway, let's stop yapping. Let's get into a song. I have no idea what you're playing. What's the first song that you've got in mind?
This is a song I wrote called November 9th. Mm-hmm. Should just start.
What's the messaging, the symbolism of November 9th?
I don't know. I didn't really write it about one particular thing, but you'll hear it.
Okay, let's hear it. Here is Grace Gamble coming on to do a few songs. And this is November 9th. You're listening to The One. Take it away, Grace.
Slow on a Friday night, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Tell me, pretty baby, just one more time, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? You say this Coke's a good vintage, and I say, what the hell does that mean? And I'm smiling, but I feel like I'm cry. Think I'm losing the love of my life. So I pace down the hallway hoping that you'll see. But you're kissing another girl, what about me? Try to scream with no lungs, try to speak with no tongue. And you'll feel what I felt November 9th. Tell. Yeah, you'll feel what I felt November 9th, and I swore I would never tell. Ha, taking it fast, Paris, Saturday. I spilt my coffee cause he was in my way. Enchanté, je t'aime, I've heard it all, but I never learned. No, I never learned. I'm not the same girl that I was last night. Searching for something that doesn't exist. Sounds dumb as hell, but he couldn't resist. On a tightrope trying to run. It's like trying to see through, blind in the sun. And you'll feel what he felt November 9th, and he swore he would never tell. Yeah, you'll feel what he felt November 9th, and he swore he would never tell. Yeah, you'll feel what we felt November 9th, swore we wouldn't tell. Yeah, you'll feel what we felt November 9th, swore we wouldn't. What time, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Wow, well, we were. Oh my goodness. Our in-studio audience absolutely frothing that performance. Excellent, excellent stuff, Grace.
Thank
Look
you.
At the crowd.
Wow.
Wow. Remarkable stuff. Alrighty. Thank you so much. That was November 9th.
Yes.
Fantastic, fantastic track, my friend. Kapai. You mentioned before you played that song that you're in a band. You've made a band.
Yes.
Did you know these people before the Amped workshops?
No. I mean, I'd sort of seen them, but I didn't really know them, no.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
And, yeah, we just sort of got talking and we thought, oh, you know, that's really cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That might be fun.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a name for the band?
Yes. Angel's Mischief.
Angel's Mischief?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Have you got any upcoming gigs for Angel's Mischief?
Not currently, because we're still sort of in the works of, you know, writing songs.
Oh, true, exactly.
Practicing, but, yeah. But hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of venues to book nowadays. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago when there was just like the Crown and Dive. But now you've got like Eric's and yours and Inchbar.
Yeah.
I mean, Inchbar's been there forever. But Inchbar and, yeah, a bunch of them are popping up. It's awesome.
Tefare.
Oh, Tefare Orukutia. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, totally, totally, totally.
We did a few amped gigs there and I think that's my favourite venue.
Nice.
I don't know, the vibe's just always really good and it's, you know, anyone can go. Mm-hmm. I really like that venue.
Very inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. I love that vibe. Love that vibe. I reckon we head to the next song, if that sounds good to you.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Cool. What's the name?
This is called It's a Damn Picture.
It's a Damn Picture?
Yeah.
Awesome. Here is Grace Gimmel with It's a Damn Picture. This is a Radio 1 Left Ear. Keep listening, babe. That was Grace Gimmel. That was the song was a beautiful picture, was it?
Yeah, it's a damn picture.
It's a damn picture. Sorry, my brain is swimming okay. Right now.
It could be a beautiful picture.
It's a damn picture, man. Was there any picture in mind you had when you were writing that song?
New York City.
Oh, nice. Your favorite city on earth?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. You ever been?
Yes, I have.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah. What was like your main highlight from New York City?
The people, because there was just so many different people, just different. You know, mm-hmm. Big variety.
Mm-hmm. Huge, man.
Yeah.
Also, the food. I hear the food's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the food was good.
Was it quite chaotic? Because I've seen so many.
It was chaotic.
Yeah, there's lots of, oh my God, scaffolding in New York.
Yeah.
Tons of scaffolding.
Yeah.
Because buildings have to constantly get their facade checked.
Yeah.
And so there's literally like miles and miles and miles worth of scaffolding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty crazy, mm-hmm. but I loved it.
Nice.
I don't really know why. Because, you know, there were things to like about, you know, every city, I guess. But I really liked it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's definitely on my travel list at some point.
Yeah.
Whenever I can get around to traveling, which, who knows when that'll happen. But it'll happen at some point. Do you envision yourself as a traveler kind of person who can go, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks with only, like, a backpack? Or do you need, like, you know, a whole
big
old
suitcase?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure about a backpack. I don't know. I think I could travel anywhere as long as I have my guitar, to be honest.
Nice. Yeah, I'm definitely like one of the people who needs so many layers of security if I'm going to go traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm just kind of like a little bit anxious.
Yeah.
A little bit anxious.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Before we get to the next song, I do want to ask, you won the Play It Strange National Songwriting Competition last year. That's for secondary students, right?
Yes.
How did that feel, man? How was that experience?
That was insane. When I won, I was so excited. Because I didn't think much of it. I just sort of entered and thought, oh, you know, whatever. I kind of forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a call. And actually, it was kind of funny. I was in the university studio.
Nice.
Recording another song.
Mm-hmm.
Te
Koro Koro o Te Tui?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. For Play It Strange, for that sort of got onto a compilation. And I got a call from Mike Chun, who runs Play It Strange. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, he's annoyed because we've taken too long with our recording. And he said, oh Grace, I just wanted to let you know you've won the Lion Foundation songwriting competition. And I was just in shock. I just thought, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it was incredible.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Definitely a really cool feather to have in your cap, right?
Yeah. It's nice to, you know, enjoy doing something and then also get recognised for doing it.
Totally.
It's a really good feeling.
It's best of both worlds, man.
Yeah.
A win-win situation right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and was that like one of the first, I mean, aside from Amped, which isn't really a competition, but
no.
was that the first competition that you've been in?
When I was 9, I won the under 13 section.
I won the Grammy for
South Dunedin Busking Festival.
Oh, man. You've been killing it for ages.
I felt pretty good.
Yeah.
I also won Best Original Song for Band Quest in Year 7 and in Year 8.
Can't buy.
So that was pretty good. But the Lion Foundation was the biggest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, man. You've got many, many feathers in your cap. It's incredible. So cool. We'll get to the third and final track. What is the third and final track called?
It's called His Girl.
His Girl,
His
eh?
Girl.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sounds scandalous. Let's hear it. Here is Grace Gamer with His Girl. It's live to ear on Radio 1. Enjoy, folks.
Everyone in his corner, he could have all the pride. Carry a guitar in his pocket and have a Mustang ride. He could be from a 50s movie, or he could look like James Dean. Could be the tallest, darkest, handsomest boy that I've ever seen. And I could be his girl, but I couldn't be your girl. You're a sweet boy, but the good boys don't like me. Yeah, you're a sweet boy, I give my heart to you. Oh, yeah, you're a good boy, but if you don't love me, what can I do? If you don't love me, what can I do? Everyone in my corner, carry all of this pride. Got a guitar in every pocket, but you don't care, oh my. say yeah, oh you're a good boy, but the good boys don't like me. Yeah, you're a sweet boy, I give my heart to you. Oh yeah, you're a good boy, but if you don't love me, what can I do? If you don't love me, what can I do? Driving Mustang, look at his guitar. What a shame that I can't love him. The nice boys got my heart, all the nice boys got my heart.
Awesome. That was Grace Gemmell with His Girl. It is 9:36 here on the Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Breakfast Show. And that concludes our Life to Ear. How you feeling, G?
I'm feeling good, thank you.
Nice. You're on school holidays at the moment?
Yes.
Any big plans, any family trips anywhere?
I'm going to Napier to visit family in the second week.
That's in North Island?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're just hanging out first.
Nice, man. Yeah. Nice. When was the last time you saw them?
A couple years ago.
True. Yeah. True. It's always good seeing family.
Yes,
man.
It is.
It's a mean time, you know.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Napier. I have no idea about North Island geography. Because I'm a Southlander. Proud Southlander.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. There's lots of palm trees. It doesn't look like New Zealand to me. It's beautiful, yeah.
Nice. Well, before I let you off the hook, I want to know, you mentioned before, maybe it was off air or on air, I can't remember, but you mentioned that you've been starting to record some stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, when can we expect to hear some music on the Great Wide Web?
Very soon.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. It was fantastic hearing you play. Have a fantastic time. And, you know, I hope you have a mean rest of your 2024 and an excellent 2025.
Thank you.
Of course. All right, folks, that was Grace Gemmell with Live to Ear. Excellent stuff. It's 9:38 here on The One. We're going to go for a bit of a change.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.